During the Vietnam War, New Orleans became a safe haven for scores of refugees fleeing the communist regime. The historic New Orleans collection has been collecting oral histories from many of these new Americans. Community leader Tony Tran was one of these individuals. He tells us about coming of age during the rise of the Viet Cong and his long journey to New Orleans in this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
As any citizen of Vietnam, we all experience the war because we live in the war. In front of my house, there was a huge shell flowing over and barely halfway. The shell was as big as my arms wrap around, and it didn't explode. So it stayed there every day. I touched the bottom of that shell. But now thinking about that, I was afraid because, you know, if you touch some part of that, it might explode and you know, the entire town would blow up. But you see, wartime is everywhere in the country, and you face with that every day. When they capture 50 of us, they tied us up, hand in the back. And so they put all of us into concentration camp. And 50 of us were there in a very little shed. It's like an open shed. So 50 of us can't fit in one shed. So some of us have to sleep outside the shed, facing the sky. And so it's a horrible time for almost a year after they see that keeping all of us in the group like that, it's a hassle to them, and so they release us. My brother and sister left Vietnam in 1975. I stayed back with the communists until 1979. I left Vietnam after 8 different tries to escape Vietnam. You know, facing the prison, so I know exactly how it's like. And so after 8 different tries, the 9th one is a successful one. When you are on the raft, escaping the country, it's another feeling of, you know, relief. But then, at the same time, the worry, because you don't have any clue of where to go. I pulled up, you know, all of what I have learned in school, imagining I just used a piece of chalk and draw a map of Vietnam on a sheet of metal of the raft, and imagining we are here traveling westward. That's where we're going to end up, either Thailand or Malaysia or somewhere. And we look at the sun as our direction, or the star at night.
Authorities in Malaysia have towed another boat of Vietnamese refugees out to sea. It's the third boat in 2 days that's been set adrift. And like the others, it's unseaworthy and overcrowded. Many of those inside the camps would like to come to this country. But as Jim Lowry reports, they would probably be
arriving onto the airport of Oakland. I saw cars parked all around the airport, and I say, what on earth? This is, you know, heaven. You see lights, street lights, airport lights. Up until this day, I still have that fantasy, you know, in the imagination of luxury life, of heavenly life. And so that was the impression up until this day. I have never forgotten.